Hey guys, welcome back to the Hot Hollywood Podcast, Us Weekly's podcast where we talk about the hottest news of the week. I'm Brody Brown, here with Sarah Huron.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
Hello.
And the Lady Cliff Flamberg.
Hello.
1-900.
Oh, 1-900, Gwen
Flamberg. Oh my God, you know, just because I have a sexy voice, guys.
Yeah, and my voice is higher than my mom's. And I also, I'm so sorry, I've got like crazy onion garlic.
Oh, I'm
Greek
so
breath,
happy so to be sitting with you.
You will be enjoying that this entire
Did you go to that food truck?
You know, I
love,
did, girl.
I love that truck.
Oh,
I love
it's
that
so
truck.
Good. And I'm like also burping up hot chocolate. So let's enjoy this. But guys, we have so much to talk about today. There's so much news this week. I was like trying to pull it together and I didn't even know where to start because it's dark, it's happy, it's thrilling, it's sexy, it's sad, it's shocking.
And it's the stuff Us Weekly was made for.
Yes. Totally.
Give us the juice. Okay, so we're going to kick it off. Let's talk about Mr. Jussie Smollett.
I can't.
No.
I can't even.
You can and you will, Gwen. But Travis, walk us through this story. What happened?
Oh, God. I like couldn't talk about it for 3 days because it was so tragic. So Jussie filed a police report at 2 a.m. in Chicago 2 weeks ago now, but it feels like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, January 29th.
January 29th. So that he was outside of a subway at 2 a.m. and two men in hoods, ski masks he couldn't identify, beat him, poured bleach on his face, and put a noose around him, screaming, "This is MAGA country," after hurling homophobic and racial slurs at him. And then after the police sort of started looking into this, more and more stuff comes unveiled, and it was crazy every day.
It was insane. And he gave a statement to Essence after that. He did a concert at the Troubadour.
He like, cried on Good Morning America.
He cried to Robin Roberts. Honey, you
don't
do not
mess
lie
with
to Robin Roberts.
Roberts.
Do not drag her in.
She's been through enough.
I mean, you know, I was so upset about this story. Like, yeah. I like couldn't shake. I was so upset about it. So now I'm like, I am angry.
I'm furious.
It's just personal.
Yeah, when I first heard about it, I cried. I was like, honestly, so many feelings. I was like, this happens all the time.
And we don't hear about it because it's not a celebrity that it happens
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And so you know, I was thinking about all the trans women of color who this happens to, who you never hear about it. I was thinking about that people feel emboldened to do this sort of thing. And just the fact that, you know, this is where we are. And this is where we actually have always been. But now, you know, with the MAGA symbolism in there and the bleach and the noose, there were just so many things intersecting here.
Well, the intersection of all those things was very interesting because they were the plot of a play that he performed in where he was attacked in the same way with bleach and a noose on stage in a play that is his character.
Yes. And as we heard, so really crazy developments over the last couple of days. He was indicted by a grand jury after giving some testimony to the police. Also, the two brothers who were involved in this, after their trip to Nigeria, the police brought them in. They provided testimony. And so it's been insane. And then he was indicted. Then he was booked. And now we're seeing a mugshot from him. And he has potential 1 to 3 years.
And now police are saying they have the check that he wrote to the brothers, paying them off. Who writes checks these days?
He's terrible at crime.
No, what level of narcissism do you have to have to think that you can get away with something like that? It's loco town.
It's so insane. Narcissism and amateur scammery. Who writes a check? Hello.
It goes beyond. It's like messiah complex. It goes beyond narcissism. This is like him trying to be like a beacon of hope for all of these people and like taking over that like I'm the next Tupac. Yeah. I'm the next all these things. And it's just
so not okay.
And they're saying it was allegedly to get a salary increase on Empire?
Yeah.
That's not the way you go about this, you guys. PSA, there's better ways to ask for a raise.
You gotta
be in a fake relationship. If you're in Hollywood.
Yeah,
leak your nudes. Honestly, there's so many other things he could have done.
Sex tape. Trav and I think the
same. And honestly,
and he's a good-looking guy.
If he were to leak his nudes, I would still look at them, even despite, through my anger right now. But I still can't even go over the check thing. Like, have you never, gotten, crappy plastic surgery in an alley or like bought drugs? You don't pay for a check.
You
give cash.
Do you remember the what was the movie that Margot Robbie was in about the ice skaters and
I Tonya?
Oh, I Tonya
Harding. Right. So it was like, remember how they were like so dumb?
Yeah.
The whole plot.
Right. So, did she write a check too?
But
she got a cashier's check.
It was like that. Like how rookie.
No, it's so sad, and we've heard from sources that his castmates on Empire are very upset. Mm. They were incredibly...
Oh, Taraji, get it, girl.
She deleted her post. She had a post that was supporting him after this happened because so many people, there was an outpouring of support. Naomi Campbell, Mariah Carey, all these celebrities, And we've seen some people start to take their posts down, Taraji looking at you. Mm. And we've also heard from sources that it's really been stressful for the cast. Some of his scenes have been cut. Fox just issued a new statement saying that they're really looking at this seriously. Well, I sure hope they are.
I know.
Because, I mean, they have to.
But in the brothers were both extras on Empire, but yeah. also one of them was his personal trainer.
Yeah. Way to do your trainer dirty. And also, it's so, I mean, it's beyond heartbreaking for the communities of color and LGBTQ communities that are affected by this and how hard it'll be to report. Also, his family is huge and they're all in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. So now you've messed it up for them too. So every time Journey Smollett-Bell is going to a concert or like a carpet to promote a new show, she's going to be asked, you know, not just like Friday Night Lights. Like,
are you guys
going to sell a group text? It's going to be like, how's your brother? And it's going to haunt all of his siblings and his family for years. It's insane. And listen,
crazy.
Of course there is a sliver of a chance that maybe there's some conspiracy at foot. And there he's still, you know, holding strong that he's innocent. And we still see, like, Gabourey Sidibe, his Empire castmate.
His BFF.
She believes him. And the most recent posts from his family members, they believe him, too. So, you know, there have been things in the past where police or whatever cover things up. But this,
but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. The personal check, that really, like, tipped me over the edge.
I mean, come on.
The footage of them buying the MAGA hats and the ski masks.
The outlined map. They said
there's footage of them rehearsing the attack two days
before. TMZ's got to find that footage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, any good actor knows you need to rehearse.
Yeah, especially when they look like that. Yeah. Especially when they're personal trainers. So, Beefy, I'd want to rehearse our attack as well.
They're very handsome as well, too. I was like, if they leak their nudes, I'll probably look at them, too.
They have 15 abs in between them both.
Yeah, it's incredible. But our hearts had opened for Jesse, and he was like, oh, yeah, I was fighting back. I kicked them. I'm like, why? Why did you get so, it's like pathological.
Oh my God. And I texted one of his friends who I knew the day after. And I was like, we're so here for you. Yeah. Like anything you need, like pouring out. And I was like, I feel dumb.
Block them. But, you know, let's move on to a different sort of bleak news.
It's been a week.
It really has been a week.
Sarah, do you want to walk us through what's going on in Kardashian land
right
now?
Oh my God. I would love nothing more. Yeah. 2 days ago, my world was rocked. And so was Jordan Woods.
Yes.
So we were sitting there. We get to see the first alert. I didn't believe it. So basically it came out that Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy and boyfriend at the time, Tristan Thompson, third trimester, was seen making out with Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner's best and possibly only friend, 21-year-old, he's 27. They were at a party. They were all over each other. Sources have confirmed this, multiple, that it definitely happened. Khloe confronted Tristan. He admitted it. They're over. Jordan has moved out of Kylie's house. They were living together. She's, I think Stormy's like godmother.
Auntie Jordan. Of course. She's known as Auntie Jordan.
And this is just like the next level portrayal.
Kylie bought her a car, possibly a new body.
She bought her a car for her 18th birthday and her 20th birthday, both Mercedes. I did the research.
Wow.
This girl had it made. She's a moron.
She should
hang out with Jesse Smollett.
They have a Kylie Jenner Cosmetics.
Collaboration.
That was like featured heavily in the memes where people were like, now there's a flash sale with the discount
code
Betrayal.
In the reviews of Kylie Cosmetics right now, if you look at like the Jordan palette, it's like, this looks like for a great night to go out and make out with someone's boyfriend. Like people are not letting up.
No, but this is why I'm not buying it, you guys. I just don't think that this girl would throw away like a lifetime of livelihood.
I think she must have been drunk.
She's 21
something.
And he's charismatic and it was 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Quinn's relatable.
Like,
I mean, it's like
I was 21 once,
and you threw away a whole lot for some charismatic guys.
Well, just think about those decisions you made when you were like, I'm 10 frozen margaritas in, and I'm feeling really cute, and he's like, I really know him, I feel safe with him, we're having a great time. Why can't we just kiss
she's
a little
like
bit?
Snatched
next thing
too.
You know.
She like lost weight. She like glowed up. She's like a pretty girl. Like. Yeah. I don't know. It's so bad.
Not on the inside, only on the outside.
Yeah, clearly.
Ugly on the inside.
Now she's just homeless. Everyone online is like, she's homeless. Like, she has a family.
all the memes are really crazy. But
her family lives close to Kylie's house because they all live in Calabasas.
Oh, Calabasas is so shook right now.
Yes. Yeah, the whole neighborhood is rocked by this scandal.
But honestly, I mean, I obviously feel bad for Khloe, but I really feel like Kylie is kind of like the one who this is going to hurt the most because Jordan was her everything mm-hmm. confidant.
Listen, I think Kylie is young and resilient, and she thinks she's like 21 going on 35. She's been through a pretty good amount. She's a lot of hate. She's had a baby. She's had, she's lost her dad to transition into Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. So she's I think she's got a lot under her belt.
This
she's dealt
bigger.
With Tyga being really trashy. This is bigger because it now goes in between the sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And we've heard from sources that Khloé is not mad at Kylie, which is nice. We also heard from our sources that Khloé's the one who told Kylie, which is so awkward. What would you say? Oh, girl, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She was hanging out with Jordan in a Snapchat video the night before this broke. So this happened on Sunday. It broke on Tuesday. So that Monday, Kylie and Jordan were just in her room doing their thing on Snapchat like usual.
Yeah. And it's, you know, what was really interesting is seeing the way Khloé has chosen to mm-hmm. speak out on this, because Hollywood Unlocked obviously had a big scoop with this. And Khloé commented those little shaded heads. That's like basically
the speaking head emojis.
Speaky old shit.
Yeah, preach.
Yeah, yeah, louder preach. For the people in the back. Mm-hmm.
And then Malika, her best friend, wrote mm-hmm. underneath it in capital letters, strong facts.
Twice.
Larsa Pippen wrote amen twice.
Larsa just to make Pippen. Sure.
She's really like, preach it, preach it, preach it. And then it kept going. Malika was commenting on other things. Mm-hmm. Khloé today posted those really
very
sad.
Cryptic post. And
not
one was
so
like,
cryptic. She is the queen yeah. of the cryptic post.
This wasn't even cryptic. This laid out exactly what she feels. And she went with Malika. She went out last
yes.
night to sort of take it back. She went to the Pretty Little Things, mm-hmm. which, of course, is like Courtney's heavily involved in, and they're big in the fam and make lots of money. But they went out sort of, she's like, you know, I'm not going to let this keep me inside. Let's go out with my BFF and go out in the town and find a new, hopefully not basketball player.
I mean, please, no more basketball players, Khloé. Please. I beg of you.
And, you know, Jordan Woods is supposed to be at an event tonight in L.A. We will see if yep. she shows up. But
I mean, let's see if she shows up. Although, you know, homegirl needs to get a little
check.
Paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the time to cash in, right?
She's had a surge of Instagram followers.
200,000 so, yeah. plus.
She can
but, like, probably... I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay. Don't say Kris Jenner did. Don't.
You don't think
say.
There's no. any way that this was, like, manipulated for the show?
No.
I think that's an easy no. thing to think.
I know. It's such a, like, I also think that the Kardashians... what happened, I usually believe what's going on. I think they have some sort of control maybe on how things are presented to the media, and they definitely control that sort of narrative. But all those things going on, like, oh, it's the eve before the show. Like, the show's not even back till the end of March, and this won't even be on this season of the show because they're always so freaking behind anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people might not be smart enough to know that, but...
I think that if... very much allegedly, this is a Kris Jenner production that Kylie and Jordan didn't even, like, know about.
Oh,
and then she just planted little seeds in people's ears and had her there. Maybe
oh
slipped
God,
her, like, a little, like, you know, feel good.
Oh
allegedly.
God.
Allegedly. No, but I don't think that they were all in on it.
No, but Khloé, we've heard from our sources that she feels completely betrayed. She was mm-hmm. shocked, and we've heard
that. It would be terrible if he made out with anybody, but mm-hmm. like her little sister's best friend.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, and exactly. And our sources have said that mm-hmm. Jordan, just like Khloé's sisters, knew the pain that Khloé went through after Tristan had cheated on her multiple times when she was 9 months pregnant and then some. And as I said, she's like the queen of the cryptic post, but here were the Instagram story posts today. The worst pain is getting hurt by a person you explained your pain to.
CC Jordan.
Somebody needs to hear this. That betrayal was your blessing.
That's
true.
Khloé. That's Khloé.
If they ask you about me, tell them she was the only person that loved me with honesty and I broke her.
Oh.
And then this crying cartoon face.
Oh, yeah, the Roy Lichtenstein.
I was like, damn, she
is. It's disturbing. It's all disturbing.
It's so sick. It's really sick. And we've seen, you know, all kinds of people speaking out, including Cardi B.
Yeah.
Really?
Cardi B in Instagram Live video today said, y'all know I've been through some, I can't say the word. And she's like, I'm seeing this whole Khloé Kardashian thing. And it's just like everyone's there celebrating that happened to her. And it's like, why? She said, I know the Kardashians have done blanked up blank before. But the thing is, I think the karma got to them when the last situation happened to Shorty before the day she gave birth. So here's the thing. Mm-mm. Tristan came to Khloé when his ex-girlfriend, Jordan, was pregnant.
Yes.
So people were really mad about that
right.
and were like, leave him alone. But then Cardi is like, I feel like whatever karma they deserve, I think they already have it. Why do you guys keep wishing that on a woman, especially a woman that has a daughter? Why do we wish that on each other? well spoken, well, as always.
Well, yeah. She also commented on Jussie yesterday and said that she wants to drop a dollhouse on his head.
Oh my God. Cardi for president.
Seriously.
Oh my God. But it is an incredible story of betrayal, backstabbing.
I mean, it's what, like, dreams are low-key made of in this industry for
my
us.
My mouth was agape.
Same.
When it
I didn't believe it. I was like, there's no way this is true, guys. We shouldn't even, like, I'll start writing it, but, like, there's no way we're going to post this. Little did I know, I would be writing about it for the next 48 hours.
And you know, it's like so terrible with someone like Jordan Woods, who goes to events all the time and has to talk about the Kardashians all the time. As the story came out, we were looking at our files and I was like, wait a minute. We just talked to her in September. We asked her about Tristan and Khloé. And Jordan told us at the time, this is September 2018, after they had both attended Jordan's 21st birthday party. She told us that they are a fun couple with great chemistry. Oh, sweetie, words will haunt you.
Bad.
Brody Brown never forgets a file.
That's right.
And what do you guys think that if Jordan shows up tonight, like, what's her move if she wants to, like, show up to the event tonight? Does she wear a shirt that says Backstabber on it?
Will people be screaming outside of it and, like shaming her and furious?
All the dolls protesting.
Yeah, the dolls.
People will throw things at her.
Yeah, people will be really furious. Like, they are all kinds of nasty stuff online.
It's going to be like Cersei in Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be someone with a bell.
Shame.
Ding-a-ling.
Well, maybe she should do that in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Shame.
A little shame walk.
That would be
nice.
Should do Shame. That could be like something like a line that she releases.
Soulja Boy performs it.
Oh,
and she just walks along and has the shame and people
Messy
throw
Soulja
things
Boy.
At her. I think that's good repentance.
Well, she left her comments open. So people are for sure
going
flooding
in.
Them with snakes and all kinds of nasty things. Yeah. Tristan, on the other hand,
such
locked
a coward.
He is a coward. He also tweeted fake news and then he deleted it. Honey,
he's been a coward
the
from the very beginning.
And he has a basketball game tonight. I know he's going to get booed. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, he gets booed anyway because he's like not good at basketball, but it's even
is
better.
Is he not?
No, he's not.
Oh.
And by the
That's
way,
fake news that
much,
he is.
Much like the Jussie Smollett story, if he did this with the best friend of his baby mama's little sister, there are other girls smooching, banging.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater. You get someone when they're cheating on someone else. Sorry, sister.
That's right.
Gonna cheat on
Hashtag
you
boy bye.
Yes.
Well, speaking of people stepping out, Travis, can you just give us a refresher on this new story about the queen? Well, she considers herself the queen of Real Housewives in New Jersey, Teresa Giudice.
I would love to, Brody.
Please.
So the best thing about this story, so Teresa Giudice, if you're nasty, was seen in Miami with a younger man. They were holding hands. His hand was on her booty. You know, her lawyer issued a statement to Page Six saying that he was just helping a drunk woman in heels.
Sure.
When they were also seen in Miami last New Year's. But the best part about this is that his name is Blake Schreck. And anytime that I can say Schreck, I am happy.
Iconic.
He's a realtor who is 20 years younger than she was.
Yes.
But it was really these photos that came out. And we had heard, you know, rumors of this stuff sort of happening with other guys in Jersey. We reported on it.
We sure did.
A couple times. But Teresa and her team were always very adamant. I'm waiting for Joe. But she was on Watch What Happens Live and admitted to Andy Cohen that when Joe Giudice is
deported.
Not excommunicated, deported.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exported.
Immigration from, lawyer.
Yes.
Sarah
exported. Yes. Exported from the country. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say exported. When he's exported from the country, that they will go their own ways.
Yeah.
So she just said about that, and now she's with a 26-year-old New Jersey realtor. Mm-hmm. He's totally her type.
He's cute.
Beefy.
He
kind of
looks like a younger Joe.
No,
a little
he doesn't.
Bit.
You are giving
a little
Joe.
Bit.
You're being too nice to Joe, honestly.
They have similar
and I know
body
types. No, I just meant like similar body types.
No,
like she has a type.
She does. And
that's all I meant.
We've heard she has a type. Hunky Italian guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. But those are her favorite.
Listen, we had a source that saw Teresa with this guy right around New Year's in Miami. And her hands were on
pink.
His leg. And
aggressively
like flirting,
I believe was the quote.
Aggressively flirting. And they weren't trying to hide it. And now, hello, they're certainly not trying to hide it. They're like flirting. His hands on her butt.
Right.
They're holding hands. Like not in like a, I'm steadying you kind of hand, but like holding hands. And they've been seen together over days. They're at the beach, just the two of them. Mm-hmm. They're out on another night. This
walking
is not,
back into the hotel together.
This is certainly not him walking her to the car because of her heels are a little, like, too high. They've been spending several days together.
All right, listen. She deserves
it. A girl's got to
yes.
eat.
Yes. I just wish she would admit it.
Joe's
going to
be deported.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she wants to have some fun. I mean, the poor woman was in prison, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's true.
And listen, Andy Cohen even said, like, what did he say?
He said, I hope she's getting it. That's what he told Melissa Gorga on Watch Happens Live. Mm-hmm. He was like, I saw these photos. He asked her, Melissa, you know, kind of played dumb. Like, I think I would know if something was happening.
Sure.
But they also don't like each other and just fought in the reunion that aired an hour before that. So
Didn't she say they're barely talking because of the reunion? It's
classic Teresa Melissa.
And I think we see with probably with Teresa, she's like, always been like, that's my honey and I'll never my husband. But lately her tune's changed. As you said, it's on the reunion, coming up on the reunion.
I know
she is getting.
She is getting that rigatoni with vodka sauce at Carbone.
Age 26 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We did see her. I wish she had been there.
I thought that was code for something. I was like, that rigatoni with at Carbone. Damn.
That is what we call Blake Shrek.
That rigatoni with vodka sauce at Carbone is so good that it should be code for like something very, very naughty.
Maybe that's one of the best things I've ever had.
I think about it all the time.
I think about it right now. Oh, my God. It's one of the best dishes I've ever had. It's like spicy rigatoni penne alla vodka.
It sounds really amazing.
It's everything.
Oh, it was everything.
I mean, everything.
Gwen and I tried to order like three rounds
of it.
Yeah, we were like, another round, sir.
And then I was like, please, caviar. Please pick this up for me. Please, Postmates. I know you don't have it on your list, but...
That's really incredible.
Well, I hope that Teresa is in a new relationship. She so deserves it. You know, Joe has called her the C word. He's said horrible things to her.
Only on camera at least once.
Right. At least once.
That's all we've seen. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes? And he's given her a huge headache over the years. He's been really a pain and drinking a lot and not always the most pleasant husband. And then the reason she went to jail was...
pretty much his fault.
Yeah.
100% his fault. A Juicy Joe is all dried up. He can go back.
Yeah, she's doing everything she can.
He probably will because, so as we've heard, you know, as we know, he's not a citizen. Mm-hmm. He will have deportation trial at the end of his sentence.
And it's interesting. The timing is not for no reason that she's stepping out because he is set to be released next month and have this whole deportation situation happen. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to fight it, apparently.
They can't.
Good luck.
But they need a presidential pardon.
Right.
And she wasn't The Apprentice, so we'll
see. Then also, that was another thing. I'm pretty sure Andy, like, asked her. He was like...
Yeah, he did.
Do you know Trump? You were on The Apprentice. Like, have you reached out? And she, like, she was just, like, not interested. And it's like, don't you think you would be, like...
She was like, we're waiting
Kim
for
Kardashian?
Him. She's like, we're waiting for him.
Like, it's going to be too late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's not even going to come home. He's going to go from one jail to the other.
I feel bad for the four daughters. They have four daughters together, ages 9 to 18. I mean.
And I think, like, Teresa is not trying to be like, okay, I'm dating this hot 26-year-old while her husband is still in jail. She knows about being famous and about public
perception. Keeping appearances.
She doesn't want to upset her daughters either. I'm sure her daughters don't know that she's dating some 26-year-old hottie and the MIA.
They probably do now.
GiaUsMagazine.com.
Yeah, Gia is definitely on the internet. Okay.
Sorry,
she
Gia.
Definitely is.
But before we get to our final split, can we quickly talk about Meghan Markle here in New York City? Surprise, we broke the news.
Meghan Markle, you did break the news.
You
guys, a pretty major story for me to break. I felt really good about it.
Dispatch from the UK. Gwen was in the UK and then sent us this note. We were like, what? Reporter Gwen on the scene from abroad.
I got this hot tip that she was actually at La Jure in Soho. Mm-hmm. And I said to my source, you must be wrong because like she's a gajillion months pregnant. I don't think she would travel without Harry.
No.
Like there's no way that she's in New York, and my source kept pushing and pushing and insisting that she was, and we did. We broke that story.
Mm-hmm. We did. Congratulations.
Thank
to you.
I feel really good about
it. True royal feather in your hat.
Yeah.
But what's insane, and this reminds me, New York celebrities can go so incognito, mm-hmm. where you just don't realize they're here. This is Meghan friggin' Markle. Mm-hmm. She's like the most Googled person on the internet, the most famous woman in the world, former suit star, Meghan Markle.
Duchess of Sussex,
creator of the Tig.
Yeah,
Beyonce and Jay-Z are giving her a shout out in a doctored royal portrait. I'd want to know her reaction of that.
I want that painting.
She's flipping out. I can tell you from a source, which is me, that she is flipping out.
I want that tattooed on my back. Like, it's just like so incredible. But she was in New York, and no one had any idea
for days.
Gwen blew up her spot.
Mm-hmm. One day, a day and a half.
Gwen putting on her reporter
good
cap.
Good job.
Blew up her
spot. I felt really good about it, you guys.
Well, believe me, we felt good about it too when we were the authority on it and broke the news.
Yep.
And that was really exciting. And then we quickly realized she was here for her baby shower.
Mm-hmm. Hosted by Serena Williams?
Yes, Annamal Clooney.
Annamal. Annamal looks so great in red. She is so attractive. I love her.
Chic. I saw her walk into the hotel and she just looks so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, because Travis was invited to the baby shower.
I was invited right outside on the street.
In the
guys.
Snow for hours.
Just everyone keeps you up in the snow for hours in the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
But it was a lovely shower from the sidewalk. Yeah. I can tell you that it was really lovely being outside of the Mark Hotel. Well, they are in the penthouse apartment, which is the biggest penthouse in. In the East Coast, the most expensive penthouse in the East Coast. They call it the Castle of the Sky. It goes for $75,000 to $80,000 a night, and Serena Williams reportedly floated the bill.
Wow.
Well, you know, she is married to a gazillionaire.
Yeah, she has tennis money, honey.
Yeah. And endorsement deals, like, out the wazoo.
Yeah.
She has tons of cash.
Yeah, she does.
It's incredible. And it was so interesting to see Megan Papt in New York. You know, she's going to lunch with Abigail Spencer. She's having dinner at the Polo Bar. And then in the morning, she's having this really deluxe.
I mean, I'm sorry. Would you have died if you were at the Polo Bar and she was just sitting there? I would have died.
What would you have done?
Well, did you see that video?
I might have actually fainted dead away. I'd freak out. I would freak. It's one of those where, like, I would freak out.
Oh, for sure.
It'd be one of those things where maybe you'd want to, like make a noise or cry or have some emotional reaction. So then they'd acknowledge you and be like, it's okay.
She could do her wave.
She blessed my
sweetie.
Head. Yeah.
Well, there was that video of her. I can't remember where they were walking, but it was her and Abigail Spencer walking through. And everyone was like, kind of did a double take, but then we're like, there's no way. And then, like, they realized. And it was like a moment of, like, wow, like, can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, this is the time to be her celebrity American friend because these are the true friends.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I also love the places she picked.
The weird. Where did she meet these people originally?
Abigail's on Suits.
I know, but like the fact that she was like, it's just like she
I
was
don't
so
know where
D-list.
Serena came
it's so
from.
Crazy.
Serena, they've been friends for so long.
Really?
Yeah, a really long time.
There's photos of them playing like the DirecTV Powderpuff Super Bowl game or something.
Oh, I actually have seen those photos.
Yeah, like, and the fact that they became friends then is just so crazy to me.
And real friends, too.
Yeah, no, they're real friends.
Yeah.
Huh, so you know who wasn't there? Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Yeah, her alleged BFF. Yeah. Well, guess what?
She in New York, Priyanka?
She was in L.A.
Working on some movie.
But you know what else I thought was really interesting about who wasn't there? Kate Mitty.
Yeah.
She's a little busy
being the almost queen.
Well, I do think it would be quite dramatic and probably cost... the English taxpayers quite a bit for Kate to come over.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So maybe she was cognizant of that, and that's why she didn't come. But like, maybe they FaceTimed her.
Well, they're going to do something in London, too. You know, they're going to do a little something in
London. They'll do a little
London.
Royal something.
This is like, Megan's, this is from my chic New York friends, Kate. Right. You wait here.
Yeah. Right. And didn't Daniel search, didn't he
I believe post, Daniel
he
was
posted,
there.
He posted
a picture of cookies.
Cookies, because Jean-Georges.
Yeah, I haven't seen Daniel, but I will ask him when I do see him next.
Be like, how do those cookies taste?
Royal.
Royal girl.
Yeah, girl.
What were the gift bags?
A little dry.
That's all I wanted to do. I was looking at everyone when I was at the baby shower outside on the street legally. I was looking at like every delivery in because I was dying to know what the people got. A harp definitely went in.
A cotton candy machine went in.
A cotton candy machine was rolled in.
Oodles of colors of flowers went in. Like
so many flowers for flower arranging. They were bringing in. It was very obvious what was coming from Megan too. Because it was like this main security guy who was bringing everything in to the palatial mansion of the skies. But I wanted those gift bags. I wanted
to
see what they were.
Like shot luge station for Jägermeister bombs.
Up.
No, no, they're right.
I was like, I didn't see that or report that.
I'm in.
Sorry, I'm ordering that for Bella Thorne's birthday party next weekend. Sorry.
It's easy to get them confused.
Yeah. Of course.
But I love that she had lavish. And when you think of all the places in New York that she went, it's like very classic high end, but it's sort of like new fashion-y, cooler. Yeah. Like, she didn't go to the Carlyle, she went to the Mark.
Right. Yep.
She didn't go to Cipriani, she went to the Polo Bar. So it's like a little younger, a little more fashion, but still like iconic New York, which I think is cool.
And LaDurée.
Not tacky. Yeah. Bordering, but not tacky at all.
She's too good for that.
She is.
Also, speaking of too good for someone, our queen Lady Gaga is now free from her 2-year relationship with her manager, Christian Carino. Break up with your manager. I'm bored. Thank you, Gaga.
I hope that's the headline.
Sources say that he is a super controlling person. And
he's a manager.
I'm really have a manager.
And he looks
I'm
like
really
her dad.
Happy that she broke free.
She looked very happy too at the Grammys. No ring. Maybe arguably the best she has all award season and no Christian hanging on her or around her. Then she went to an after party and
turned
she
up.
Was turning up drinking champagne out of the
bottle. Remix of Shallow. I know. Like living her
Mark
Just
Ronson
Dance life.
Was giving her that remix.
Yeah, this is like her season. People love Gaga. She's so beloved, but she's so famous. I told you when I saw her at the Golden Globes, people
Everyone's
are fawning over her.
Yep.
Your film, your TV, your music. And Christian was like carrying her gown behind her. But, you know, you just can't mix business with pleasure like that. That's never a good idea.
I also need to point out that, like, when you look at the photos of her dad when he was that age, they are doppelgangers.
So?
Oh my God, well, it's scary.
You should always date someone like your dad just once, but don't marry that person.
Well, she did it. Yeah, she did it. They looked so much alike. But, like, who cares? Christian, like, brought nothing to the table.
Yeah, she needs to date, like, a super famous guy. Taylor Kinney was hot and also famous, so we cared.
Yeah.
But who can she date who's, like, her star wattage level? No one.
No one.
George
I think
Clooney?
She should pull a Cher and date, like, you know, a bagel maker. Just a hot model bagel maker and someone just, like, a Cher.
Yeah, someone who understands, like, her Italian roots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Didn't her family, like, own a restaurant?
They still do.
Oh.
Didn't it close?
No.
Like the Gorgas
it's
pizza.
Still, no, it's still
the one
open.
In New York. Her Italian place on the Upper East Side. Her dad's place. No.
Oh.
I have not.
It didn't get the best reviews for a little
bit. I've had friends that are major Gaga stans who have gone for their birthdays.
Oh.
And sometimes the dad is there.
Oh.
And
it's like
one
going
time
to Sir and seeing
there.
Peter.
Exactly. But I have never been there. I hear it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're excited to see her at the Oscars this weekend.
Yes,
performing
we are.
Shallow with Bradley Cooper.
What do you think they're going to do that's different? Because she did the Gaga version of it at the Grammys.
Which was something.
Which was,
very
I thought
emotional.
It was great.
Because she was fresh
I guess
breakup.
True. It's different now to look back at it. There was
and
a lot
the
to
And the memes were
there.
Great of that last look. It's like me checking my bank account.
Yes.
The, you know.
Every day.
Me watching my food as it rises in the microwave.
Maybe this is her chance. This might be her last chance for award season to give that Bradley Cooper speech. And there are 100 people in the room.
I
don't like
I know. I was pissed that she was doing it before and now I'm pissed she's not doing it anymore. Like, I want to, I need it on, like, a big platform.
Give us what we want.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to do, like, a full recreation of the movie? I feel like they are. I feel like they're going to do it as their characters.
That would be phenomenal.
I'm pretty sure Bradley came out and said he was performing it as Bradley, not as Jackson. But I might be wrong.
So he won't be on pills and
I don't think so.
Not pills that make him slur or out of control.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. Who knows?
But everyone should be on a little pill. I mean, it's the stress of being up for... This is his chance to finally be acknowledged.
Not as a director,
as a
director.
For an actor.
Yeah.
Again.
For an actor in Best Picture, not for a director.
That's too bad.
Shady.
I don't really think it's going to happen, but I hope he has a fun time while he watches from his seat.
You guys are both going to be watching the...
Yes.
Oscars.
Yes, we will be watching
weekend.
It.
When will you be watching the Oscars this weekend?
I will be working.
Please.
Yeah, is that a trick question?
Fine.
Are we going to do onesies in the office? We'll talk about it later.
I mean, we should.
We should.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us for another week of Hot Hollywood. Leave us comments.
So
subscribe.
Follow
if you
me
have
on
any
Twitter
questions.
At Sarah Herron.
Yeah, at Sarah Herron.
Hey, Trap, hey.
I'm Mr. Brody Brown on Instagram or Twitter.
Gwen Beauty.
Oh my God.
She sure is.
She is Gwen Beauty. But let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, what you want us to talk about next week.
News.
If we haven't covered it, the news will be just as hot as always. Thanks, guys.